gift shop in his own hometown. Can you take off the silly hat, please? You look like a character from Tumbleweed.
Oh, sorry, Min. Had to do something, though. I really miss our little bouncing baby man.
I do, too. I'm going to miss Murph. Oh, but it's good for him to be with Dad in Florida. Mm. I just think they'll camp out, sleep under the stars, swat mosquitoes.
Yeah. Wait a minute. That's how Deliverance started.
It'll be a good experience for him. Anyway, you know, we could really use the time together. You think about it, Mark, the baby was born as soon as we got married. So we never had an opportunity to spend any time together as just husband and wife.
Yeah, but I'm still going to miss the little bugger, Pooh.
Yeah.
Him sneaking around with little Polaroid trying to take pictures of us.
Yeah.
In compromising position.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm going to miss waking up, too. Mommy, how come you look so different in the morning?
And when I go to the park, who's going to push me on the swing?
Boy, listen to us. I think there's more to our marriage than just being parents. Just think, we can spend a whole week together, just the two of us. You got any ideas?
Well, there's an exciting new series on TV where the Osmond family plays the Donner Party.
To tell you the truth, I think we can do better than sitting around watching television. I really had something a little more exciting and exotic in mind.
Oh, man, come on, I was just kidding. You know what I'm talking about. I know there were just a couple of vibrant young people that wear trendy clothes.
No.
You know, the world belongs to us and the OPEC nation.
Stalker, you. Telephone. Hello? Yes, this is Mindy. Wait one second, please. Will you stop? Wait, I'll be off in a minute. Hello? Yes, I'm back. Now? Yeah, but what about doing Fishbit? Yes, sir. Okay, I'll be right over. Bye. Oh, God. This isn't the way I wanted to start our week, but I've got to go meet the camera crew. I used car dealers been kidnapped, and nobody wants to pay the ransom. Or cover the story.
I understand, Mint. Business before pleasure. But don't you worry. Tonight when you come home, I'll give you magic. And if I can't get him, I'll get Kareem.
My boy rang back and there's going to be trouble. Ala, ala, my boy ran back.
More?
Me?
Are the Arafats coming for bread?
Nonamin, I would like to welcome you to the wonderful world of Middle Eastern cuisine. Welcome to Rockefeller Center.
If you're very nice to me, I might be able to get you your passport back.
This is great. Everything looks so Moroccan. The pillows, your falafel outfit, and the music.
Yes, I taped that off this great Middle Eastern station, KFez. Talk about 16 with a bullet.
Hey, Mark, you went to all this trouble. I feel like I should go down to the river and do our laundry.
Oh, Min, don't be afraid because I have made you an incredible, original Moroccan meal. Totally traditional because I went out and begged for the ingredients. Sit down. There we go. Well, that is if you're Yogi Berra. You, right in there, baby. We must begin, first of all, by the traditional washing of the hand, which is traditional in most Moroccan meals and some Moroccan surgery. There we go.
Oh, it's like dishwashing liquid.
It is, and you're soaking in it.
There we go.
And now, we must do the feet.
No, I'm not going to eat with my feet.
There goes dessert.
Let's talk.
All right,
my dear. My little macaroon.
Mark, you know, Mark, I have a confession to make. I was afraid that with Mirth gone, we wouldn't have anything to talk about.
Oh, Min, we'll have plenty of things to talk about, but after this.
Oh, what?
You'll see.
Who is that?
Oh, sorry. Fatima? Mindy. Mindy Fatima.
I would have gotten the snake charmer, but his kid was having a bar mitzvah.
Different.
Oh, it is.
Not what I expected.
I think she wants to dance with you, man.
Well, you go ahead. My navel jewel's out being appraised.
It won't be the same effect without a halter top.
Oh, round two.
You and Fatima chat. Maybe you can ask where she got these wonderful clothes.
You dance really well. You know, Casablanca was my favorite film.
Specialty of the house?
The shish kebab.
One of the very elegant restaurants, shish kebab. Just the beginning, we must add some more spices. Little brandy there. Nothing, you can never have too much of this on there, huh? Yeah, now, wait a minute.
Mark, is that supposed to be on fire like that?
Well, it's kind of academic, ma'am, because it is now.
It's kind of hot.
Well, don't panic. I know how to deal with it. Don't panic at all.
Okay.
Fire! Fire! Man, don't make a mess, hon.
Well, it's all right now.
Yeah, it's all right. Well, the next time we do this, you slap down to Moroccan town and barter all day with a man with one tooth going, you must buy this, you must buy this.
I'm sorry I ruined our perfect evening, men. I'm just tragedy's pawn. I feel like an outer space Eddie Fisher.
Mark, it was no tragedy. Nobody was hurt.
You call burning up lamb at $9 a pound no tragedy?
Believe me, there are worse things in life.
I'm glad you feel that way, Mindy, because I think Fatima danced out of here with our toaster oven.
Mark, I love what you tried to do. But now the fire's out, and Fatima's out, and we're alone.
Oh, you're right. We don't need external stimuli. We can make our own chemistry, huh? We'll have our own little 4th of July without the vandalism. You know, there's something...
Oh, no,
you go. Oh, no.
Oh.
Oh, no, you. I insist. Well, all right, I'll go. Min, you know, there's something that's been bugging me ever since I landed on Earth.
What?
You know that song, This Old Man? When he hits 12, what's he play knick-knack on?
You actually wonder about things like that.
You know, when you get a song in your head.
I don't know.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Catchy song, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, this is great!
Great, we haven't said a word.
No, look, I found a bicentennial quarter. Wonderful, man.
Oh, Mark, this is silly. I mean, look at us. We're as uncomfortable as a pair of teenagers on a blind date. You must have something to talk about.
Well, what do you want me to say, man?
Well, I don't know. Anything. You ask me how work was.
All right. How was work?
Somebody parked in my parking place today.
Boy, that's life in the big city, huh? You want me to ask you how your lunch was?
Oh, no. You're not supposed to have to ask what to ask. we're having a conversation.
Oh, no, not me. I mean, besides, I don't know what I have to ask, what I have to ask, but I don't know when I don't know what I want to ask when I want to ask it.
So now you're getting defensive.
I'm not getting defensive. You're out of line.
Mark, what's wrong with a husband and wife trying to have a conversation? I mean, look, our lives have been moving so fast. We haven't had a chance to talk about hardly anything.
Like what?
Well, like... All right. For example, you've never said whether you like being married or not.
I do.
Well, why?
Well, lots of reasons.
Well, give me one.
Well, all right. The bed's warmer. Oh, come on, man. If you wanted snappy repartee, you should have married William F. Buckley. I find the institution of marriage quite appealing.
I'm sorry, Mark. I love you.
Well, why?
Okay. Well, because you're warm, and sensitive, and unpredictable. And you're right, the bed is warmer. Now, don't you have something you'd like to say to me?
Yes. You have a big piece of couscous in your teeth.
Can't you be serious for a minute? I just opened up to you. Can't you tell me how you feel?
Oh, you already know that.
Well, I'd like to hear it every now and then.
Oh, I sure you would, but I'd probably right now. Maybe. Well, okay, well, I'd love... Well, just give me a microbleem here. Just a...
Shelf! Shelf?
That's it, man. This old man, he plays 12. He hits knick-knack on my shelf.
All right, that's it. Just forget it. I'm sorry I brought the
whole thing up. Oh, who's not communicating now, Ms. Marshall McLuhan?
Well, what's the point in communicating with someone who's got nothing to say?
Oh, maybe I'd have something to say if I wasn't being interrogated by the Boulder Gestapo.
Gestapo?
Well, I haven't even started yet.
Well, you've got a lot of nerve calling me names, space boy.
Whoa. To the moon, Alice! Well, I've got something I'd like to say to you. Oh, man. I've cooled off now, huh? I'm really cooled off now, huh? Because I'm locked out.
Come on, one more. One step. Watch out there. There we go. You look like you're on What's My Line. Come on. No, that's all right.
Now take one step up.
Take a step up. There we go. One step up.
Now, boy, I mean, when you open your eyes, you're not going to be mad at me anymore.
Yeah? Well, we better be in Paris.
Take one step forward. Two steps to the left. And you're going to be the greatest place on earth next to Burt Reynolds Dinner Theater in Jupiter, Florida.
Are we?
Oh, come on, man. What are you, blind? Oh. Sorry. Boy, man, how about this for a blast from the past, huh? Oh. Don't you know where we are? Well, wait. Okay. Imagine there are no walls here, the snow has melted, and there are a couple of beer cans over there shimmering in the full moon.
Mark, where are we?
All right, I'll give you another hint. Sounds like the place we first met.
Here?
No. Here. There was a rock that says, Chi-Chi loves Lumpy.
Remember?
Yeah.
You had your suit on backwards.
Yeah, I almost choked to death trying to tie the tie.
I thought you were a priest.
Yeah. I was just glad that your mouth was on your face. Oh, man. I feel a sudden flood of emotions. I feel just like a salmon. Oh. Why did you take a picture and last longer, okay? Yo! Yeah, yeah, yeah. Rupert.
Yeah. Mark, thanks for the sentimental journey to the past, but let's go home.
Oh, no, we can't leave. I mean, it's too important. We don't want to end up like the League of Nations.
Mark, you can't honestly believe that just by coming back to a place like this, it can change anything.
Oh, yes, I do. Just at the core around here.
I'm really sorry, folks. Please, I apologize.
Try to excuse the fellas. It's just that they're not romantics, you know, like myself. Just last week, I bought my wife a cappuccino machine.
Well, we didn't mean to barge in. In fact, we were just leaving.
Well, you're not the couple that's buying this place?
No.
Oh, on her salary? Are you kidding?
Looky-loos, huh?
No. Actually, this is the place where we first met when it was all still wilderness up here.
Really?
Yeah. But we were just going to be on our way.
Leave? No, you can't leave now and ruin this beautiful, warm moment. No. I won't hear of it. But we do have a little bit of insurance problem here. Hey, Luke, give me a couple of hard hats down here. One for you, pal. Here we go. One for the lady. Manzel, here you are. I might say you look divine in green. Come on now, tell me, how'd you two meet?
Oh, well, you know, typical stuff, boy meets girl.
Come on, you can tell me we're like old friends now.
No, it's too dumb.
Oh, no, it's not, Min. We see, she was out with this creep, and then he dumped her, and he took off in her Jeep.
That's not true. I happened to dump him. He just took my Jeep.
Well, see, that's the part where I came in. You see, I was sent to Earth to observe, and my egg ship landed, well, about 40 feet over there. Then I came out with my suit on backwards, and I said, "Beezy, Bella." And then I met her, and, you know, then we started living together, and then we recently got married, and a month ago, my son was just hatched.
Oh.
That's nothing. You want to hear a real story? I just want to tell you how I first met Mitzi. All right? I was at Petaluma, right? You know, for the arm wrestling tournament, you know? Turned around one day, and there she was, Mitzi. Like a vision, like a Venus de Milo in a Harley Davidson t-shirt. And she pinned that other chick in 5 seconds flat. Broke her wrist.
That's a beautiful story.
Sure beats the sap out of mine.
Hey, I gotta get back to work. Listen, you kids stay here as long as you want. You understand? And, you know, enjoy yourself.
Okay, bye.
I might just go 2 out of 3 with Mitzi tonight. She'll let me win, she always does. She's crazy about me. Well, who wouldn't be?
How could you tell a total stranger where you're really from?
Loose lips, moi. I'm so muddled and confused recently, I feel like a Vietnamese child adopted by a southern family. Philly Bob Joe Bing Hung Wong.
No, I've been feeling badly, too.
I just can't seem to make things get together for us, Min. I mean, what am I doing wrong?
I don't know, Morg. If I did, I'd tell you.
You know how to do origami and you don't know how to do this?
Well,
what makes it so hard?
Well, if you think about it, it was never easy. I mean, once you shrunk to the size of a beer nut, I've been cloned, and on our wedding day, Orson turns you into a dog.
Yeah, we have been through almost as much as Loretta Lynn before her sweet 16 party. If we can get through that, why can't we get through this?
I don't know. It seems like since we've gotten married, everything seems so much more important. Even our failures.
Oh, Min, we're not failing. I know what failure means because I tried to argue with a phone company about a bill once. You ever been on hold for a day?
Well, I guess we can't expect to know all the answers. Just because we're married, we think we're supposed to.
Yeah. When I thought we were going to be alone again, boy, that panic.
I know, but at least you tried. I just pushed. I got so uncomfortable, I kept trying to make you say things I wanted to hear. And that isn't us.
Yeah. But this is us, isn't it, huh?
Oh, Mark, we've got so much going for us. We don't need to have exotic dinners or pull crazy stunts to prove that we love each other.
Yeah, I guess you're right, Mint. Yeah, won't be needing these.
Oh, there we go. Oh, Mark, I love you.
You know, relating has its place, but you know it's really nice? Well, sit here. Hold hands. Watch the sunset over the wet bar.
Come on, kiss her already.
Oh. Thank you.